Okay, so we are on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We are actually on the third line from the bottom. And we had a question. The question said, the Mishnah had said that if somebody takes a wick and he folds it over, but he doesn't singe it, so Rabbi Eliezer said it's metame, and you can't use it for Hadlakas Neros. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's tahar, and you can use it for Hadlakas Neros. And we asked, what are they arguing about? And the first answer was, they're arguing about whether you're allowed to use broken kelim or not. Rabbi Huda says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shimon says you are allowed to. And that was the machlokas. And now, the Gemara says like this. Since Rabbi Adar bar Rava explained the machlokas was in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to use shivrei kelim. Shivrei kelim are muksa. They're nola. They were created. They broke on Shabbos. And shmamina ki Rabbi Yehuda sirle. So he holds like that. Because why would he explain a mishnah, a machlokas? He doesn't even agree with it. Why would he do that? Mi amar bar Adar bar Rava hachi. But did he really say that? The amar of Adar bar Rava. Nachri, if you have a non-Jew, shechakak kav bibikas Yisrael mesika biyantif. If a non-Jew on yantif he cut out a kav, which is a measurement, from a piece of wood. He had a stump, and he cut out from the stump on So then, if he did that, you can use it for firewood on yantif. The guy came to your house, he was bored, and he started cutting pieces of wood off your stump. You can use it. Vamai, why could you use it? Nolad who? It's nolad. Why is it nolad? Because on Erev Yontif it wasn't like this, and now it's like this. So the Gemara answers, Lidivrehem, Derbi Eliezer, Kiva Karmale, and he was only saying according to them. Vilei lo sfir lebi. He didn't agree with it. In other words, he was explaining the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshu and Rabbi Akiva, but he didn't agree with that machlokas. He didn't agree with the whole premise. The whole premise was only in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that this muksa on Shivrei Kelim. He didn't agree with that. He doesn't have to agree with that. Now, a new answer. Rava Amar. Hainu taima de Rabbi Eliezer. This is the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot use a wick for hadlakas neros. Lefi she'ein madlikin betzila, she'ein muchrachas. You're not allowed to use a wick that has not been singed. V'lo mismartutin, she'eino muchrachim. Nor with a rag that hasn't been singed. Okay? Yeah. Now, by the way, the reason of Rabbi Akiva is obvious. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said it's mutter. Why not? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with this kli? Why not? Why can't you use this wick? Why not? We don't have to explain him. We don't have to explain Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Eliezer say no? Why can't you use this wick? What's wrong with it? So we have to give an answer. No, you're not allowed to use a wick that hasn't been singed beforehand. You're not allowed to. Why not? Why not? Because maybe we're afraid. What are we afraid of exactly? Right? Maybe we're afraid that it's not gonna light well. It's not gonna light well. Now we hold Rabbi Akiva. We hold Rabbi Akiva that holds you're allowed to use these wicks. Says Tosfos over here that according to this, there's no reason to light a wick before the women light. No reason to do that. Even though many have the custom to do that, even Bizman Azeh, the Ramah says, no, it's a good custom, don't get rid of it. Why? Because the man's doing a chelik a little bit in the Hadlakas Neros. That's why many men set up the candles, because they get it ready, because they can't, it's not their mitzvah. So something they should do to get a participation in the mitzvah. Fine. Very good. Elohadatani Rabbi Yosef, Gimel al Gimel mitzumtzamos l'may hilchasa. So Rabbi Yosef said before in Amud Beis, I didn't know what they were talking about 3x3. Now I thought it was about the machlokas, but now that we're telling me it's not about, that's not what it's about. What did Rabbi Yosef mean when he said there was an issue of 3x3 exactly? L'inyan tuma, that was regarding tuma. Ditnan, gimel al gimel sha'amru. When we say 3x3, chutzman hamalal, It doesn't include the fringes. You know, when you have a beged, sometimes, especially not good begadim, there's like a fringes a little bit. It doesn't include that. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. V'chacham v'amar v'chacham say, gimel al gimel mechuvanos. No, it's exactly 3x3. So when Rabbi Yosef said exactly 3x3, he was talking about whether a kli can become tamei, like the shita of the chachamim. Fine. Amar v'yehuda amar rav. Masikin b'kelim, on yontif, you're allowed a lot of fire. So what if you don't have any firewood? So you'll throw in kelim. That's okay. Masikin b'kelim. Vein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You can't use shivrei kelim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We said that already. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says, not a problem. Masikin b'tamarin. You can use dates. So let's say you want to use dates. You want to use a date as firewood. You don't have anything else. You use a date. So achlan, if it's edible, I'm sorry, if you ate the date, ein masikin bar griinehen, you cannot use the seed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita. You can't use the seed, even though the seed is edible for animals. Animals will eat the seed, right? But it doesn't make a difference because since it wasn't edible this way, it wasn't meant for them, it was concealed, you can't use the seed. Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon says not a problem. Masikin be'egozim, what if you want to use nuts? So achlan, if you ate the nut, ein masikin b'kli posein, you cannot use the shell. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon says he can. So there are three cases here. Now the Gemara says, utzrichi, all three cases are necessary. Diashmina kamaisa, if he only had the first case of the kalim, bahikam Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yehuda said you cannot use broken kalim. Why not? Mishum demei kara kli, because before Yontif started it was a good kli. Bahashta shivrei kli, now it's a broken kli. Bahavili nolad ba'asar, it was created, a new thing was created. I had a good chair, now it's a broken chair. So you can't use a broken chair. Aval tamarim, but a date. Demei kara garinin. Originally it was garinin. What's garinin? Seeds. Bahashta garinin, it's still a seed. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. It was a seed yesterday, it's seed now. Aim a shaper dummy. I would have thought maybe he allows it. Now why doesn't he allow it? Why doesn't he allow it? He doesn't allow it because it wasn't edible before. It wasn't you couldn't get to it before. V'yashmin and garinon. Any fellow would have told me the case of the seeds. Havamir demeikar mechasyon. Well, the seed was a covering, right? It was. I'm sorry. The pit because meikar mechasyon. It was concealed. V'hashta megalin. Now it's revealed. Aval klipia goes in, but shells demeikar megalin v'hashta megalin. They were always. I could always look at the shells. Ema shaper dummy. Maybe he would say it's fine, and you can use the shells for firewood. Tamicha, no, you can't. That's a machlokas, a three machlokas. Now, v'hadarav, this Rav said, la beferish itmar, he never really said it. Elamichlala itmar, it's learned out from a story. The Rav achal tamri, Rav was eating dates, v'shadi kishyasa lebuchya, it must have been yontif, right? Rav was eating dates, right? It was not a yontif. It was not a yontif. It was a regular day. It was a yom chol, and he was eating dates. Ushada kashyasa lebuchya, and he threw the seeds into the fire to make the fire higher. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Pachasi, you Rav, kinegdo b'yontif aser. What about a yontif? Would this be mutter or this be aser? So, in other words, he was saying on yontif it's aser. So now Rav didn't say anything back. So kibliminei or lo kibliminei? Was Rav mekabel that? That on yontif you couldn't do it? Tashma. Dechiyasa Rav lebavel. When Rav came from Bavel, acha tamri, he was eating dates. Vishadi kshiyasa lechivisa. And he threw the shells to the pits to the animals. My lav beprasiyasa. Aren't we talking about dates where no, you know, you can have a date sometimes. You eat a date, and then you have the pit, and that there's so much date attached to the pit. So when you have a date with a pit, the pit really has date on it. And then you have another kind of date where when you take off the shell, the pit, no dates attached. No dates attached. If peaches are like that. Sometimes you have an amazing peach. No part of the peach is attached to the pit. And sometimes it is. So my la bapriyasa, aren't we talking about such a date where the date was attached to the pit? And if that's true, right? Rashi, so the Gemara says, velo kible, and therefore, I'm sorry. Bapriyasa means there's no date attached. It's a pit, no date attached to the pit. Velo kible, and then Rav didn't agree with that. Why didn't Rav agree with that? Because look at Rashi. Bapriyasa. Tamarim tovim, good dates. Umavashlim yafa, they're very well cooked. V'chol ochel shalahem, nifrash me'al garin einhim. And all the food, all the date, comes not attached to the pit at all. Dein ha'garin and ru'in l'taltel. Then what are you using the pit for? You can't even pick off small date, there's nothing left. The whole pit is empty. V'afilu hachi, shari l'tiltel on l'shadbin l'chayusa. Nevertheless, Rav still held, I can throw it to the dog. Give it to the dog food. Alma, lo kiblamine. He didn't agree that Yontif it's usser. He didn't agree at all. He threw it to the dog. So the Gemara says, not a raya. Lo, be'ir miyasa. We're talking about a pit, where the date remained on the pit. Havel v'chazi agavime. So it was still right to touch, because I can get the pit out of it. I can get the date out of the pit. Okay? Very good. Next.
So what's really the nafkamina if there's date attached or not date attached?
Because if there's date attached, then even though it's a pit, it's still called a date. Because there's still date there. So when I eat it,
then you throw it to the animals and then you could...
Then the point is it's not muksa.
Ah, okay.
It's not muksa because there's still date there. Right? He told Rav, by the way, you can't throw pits to animals in Yontif. It's muksa. What do you need the pit for? So Rav didn't agree with that. Rav threw the animals. Yeah, that's because there was still date attached. It was still date attached. It's not really a pit. It's really both. So you still have date on it. It's still edible. Amar Lirav Shmuel bar Chana Lirav Yosef. Now, Lirav Yehuda, according to Yehuda, the Amar who says, Masikin b'kelim, v'im asikin b'shivar kelim, you're allowed to use kelim for firewood, but not broken kelim. Kiven da'adlik b'hu porta, listen to this question. Kiven da'adlik l'hu porta, once I light, I have a wick. Now, what is a wick? Is a wick a kli? Yes, a wick is a kli. Once I light the wick, I turn the kli into a shivrei kli. Because once I light it, I've now broken it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you ever light a wick on Yontif? You hear that question? Kiven da'adlik beporta. Since it gets a little bit light, havile shivrei kelim, it's called shivrei kelim. The kika mahapech, and then when it actually takes fire, when it actually grabs on the fire, bi sura kamahapech. The answer is, it's grabbing on in an avera, because it's now a shivrei kli. How could you do that? So the Gemara answers, the avid kirav masna, no. We hold like Rav Masna, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav. Listen to this. Eitzim shenashu min hadekel. If you have branches. Now, branches, if they're detached before Yontif, you could use them for firewood. If they're attached on Yontif, you can't pull them off. You're not allowed to do that. But you see they're coming off. So what do? You move your oven right under the tree, and the branches will fall right into the tree. I'm sorry, the branches will fall right into the oven. So, Eitzim Shanashum and Adeka Latana Biyamtif, if that happens, Marbe Eitzim Muchanin Umasikon. You know what you do? Get other wood, and other wood will be Mavatel. What? What?
You keep breaking in and out.
I know that I can do. Hold on one second.
Anybody's motion on the computer. I No reception. Possible interference.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you could have it dial in with your phone. You could just use both. Next to the mute, you do switch to phone audio and it'll call you on your cell phone. Then you won't have a problem.
It's working now, Menachem. Let's keep trying.
Fine.
All right.
Fine. So what does Rav Hamnuna say? If you have an oven and you move the oven to catch the falling branches, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use branches that fell off a tree. What do you do? So Rav Masna said, you know what you do? Get other branches and be mevatel the branches that fell off the tree. Okay? You have one branch that fell off the tree. Get 99 other branches and you be mevatel it. That's what Rashi says. Mar ba'olehen u'mevatlin barov.
Is that the way Bittel works? If I know I...
I can't hear you.
Frozen.
It's frozen. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Start over.
My question was, is that the way Bittel works? Are you able to take something and that you have that's not Bittel and then pour in? You have a mixture that's then you're going to pour in more good and that makes it un-Bittel? You're allowed to do that?
Of course, you're not allowed to do that. It's called you're not allowed to be mevatel and issel lechatchila.
So how could you do that here?
So what does that mean? Let's say you have a challant. And milk falls in, and it's not less than 60. So I'll put in more meat. Not allowed to do that. So what's going on here? What's going on here? So there's a lot of it. The question's better than the answer. Some say because it's on din derabanan only here. It's only a din derabanan. On a din derabanan, it's okay to be mevatel lechatchila to simchas yontif. All these reasons. But the question's a good question. Anyway. So the same thing over here. When I lit the wick, the wick was kosher. Right? The fact that afterwards it becomes puzzle, that's not a problem. I didn't do anything wrong. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes, that means that it's as long as it's burning, you can do anything you want, basically.
Exactly. It's not a problem at all. Fine. Now, another answer to explain the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, Rav Hamnuna Omar, Hacha the pachos mishlosha al shlosha askinan, the wick is less than 3x3 tvachim, umi kule matlonios shanukan, and it's a kula that they made by rags, right? V'az du Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, Rabbi Akiva l'tamei. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah, I believe this is in Kalim, not sure where this Mishnah is. It's in Kalim. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that says like this. Okay, it's a little bit of complicated Mishnah. Pachos mishlosha al shlosha. Let's say you have a rig that's less than 3x3 tvachim. It's a small piece of cloth. Shehiskinu lepakikes hamerchatz. And you use it to stuff up the bathtub. Lenarbo es hakadero. Or use it to hold a pot. Or lekaneach bo es harichayim. Or use it to clean out the gears of the mill. Bein amuchan, bein she'ein min amuchan, whether it's prepared or not, we'll explain what that means. Tamei, the beggar is tamei. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, wait a minute. Bein min amuchan, bein shelo min amuchan, tahar. No. Whether it's prepared or not, it's tahar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, min amuchan tamei. If it's prepared, it's tamei. If it's not prepared, it's tar. Now, what's going on here? Amar u levitam rabar b'chana b'yochanan. Hakal modim Everybody agrees. Zarko ba'ashpa, if you take a rag and you throw it in the garbage, divri hakol tahar, it's tahar. Why is it tahar? And there's a dead sheretz in the garbage, and the rag touches the sheretz, the rag is tahar. Why? Because the rag is too small, it doesn't have the shear, and you threw it in the garbage. Why'd you throw it in the garbage? Because you're demonstrating it has no chashivas at all. Okay? Hinicho bakufsa, divya kol tame. If you fold it up and put it in your closet, everybody holds its tame. Why? Because you machshiv it. Lo nechlaku, what's the issue? Elishet telo bimagod, you hung it on some kind of post or something. O shehinichu lachori adelis, you hung it behind the door. Okay? Which means, it's not in the garbage, but it's not in my closet. It's like in some twilight land, right? Maybe I'll need it, maybe I won't. Not in the garbage, but it's not in my closet. Rabbi Eliezer Savar.
What is its status?
It's like so now we're going to, there's a machlokas about it now. There's a machlokas about it. Midalo zarko ba'ashpa, since you didn't throw it in the garbage, daite ilave. Obviously you want it. You're going to use it again. People don't throw out, people that save things use them. If you don't want to use it, you throw it in the garbage. Umay kari le shalom min amuchan. Then why did he call it not min amuchan? It's not prepared. Because only in relative terms. The legave kufsa lav muchanu. In relation to the kufsa, it's not considered muchan. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Midalo hinichu b'kufsa, since it didn't fold it up in your closet, betule batle. It's not, it's butthole. Why are you putting it in your, why are you throwing it behind your door? Ah, you see, garbage is too full. You'll take it out next time the garbage men come, right? Umay kari le muchan. Then why'd you call it muchan? Because the legabe ashkba muchanu. Because it's not in the garbage. So it's better than that. Now, Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. Talav imagod. If you put it on the door, behind the door, you put it on some post, savar kari Eliezer, it's considered as if you want it. But if you put it behind the door, which is a worse thing, Savar lo k'Rabbi Yehoshua, Hilza k'Rabbi Yehoshua, v'hadar be Rabbi Akiva l'gabei d'Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Akiva changed his mind and he ended up agreeing with Rabbi Yehoshua. The point is, as long as he didn't put it in your closet, as long as he didn't put it in your closet, it's not considered a kli. And it's not makabel tumah. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah said. You can use it for a wick, and it's not a kabel tumah. Why? Because you're not putting it away in your closet. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, since you didn't throw it in the garbage, you want it for something. And therefore, it's considered as if you want it, and therefore, that's din of tumah. Now, mimai, how do you know all this is true? Amar Rava, Rava said, midiktani psilas beged. It said the psila of a beged. My area does not psila's beged. Why did it say like the psilas of a beged? Listen, psila shall ne'er. I'm sorry, listen, psila shall beged, of the beged. My psila's ha beged, da da in beged who. It's still considered a beged. And Rabbi Akiva says it's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because it's not in the garbage. And therefore, he says he can use it for a wick, and it's not tame. And Rabbi Eliezer argues. Whew. Okay, next. Next. Lo yikov adam shfoferes shel beitza. You can't take an eggshell, put a hole in it, and put oil in there, and then let the oil drip out of the eggshell into a nair. A nair is a container. A nair is what we would call a nair, is a candelabra, right? So you want to have the more oil. So you'll make a contraption where you'll have the egg has oil and it's dripping into the wick, into the nair. You can't do into the bowl. You can't do that. Why not? V'yamalena shemen, you're going to fill it with oil. V'yitnena al pi haner, and you're going to put on the nair. B'shvil shetehi menatefes, right? Because you want it to drip into the nair. You can't do that. You can't even do this if it's made out of cheres. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Okay? Now, look at Rashi. Look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, V'yiskayim haner. The candle will keep on lit. Shetehashem metaftef kol shal toch haner. The oil is dripping from the egg into the candle. The time, what's the reason? Why can't you do this? Maybe you'll take the oil for something else. And what's going to happen if you take the oil for something else? What's going to happen? The kivon shehuktu lener, and since this oil, listen to this, Rashi, since the oil is set aside for the candle, chayev mishum mechabe, yechayev for extinguishing.
So Rashi would say you can't pull the plug out of the shop, the pin out of the Shabbos clock.
That's right.
It's the same idea.
According to Rashi, I have two contraptions. I have a bowl and I have a thing over here. And it's dripping in. If I take from the upper kit, it's mechabe. How's it mechabe? Right?
Holding, if you cut off the fuel, that's extinguishing.
1 second. And then Rashi says, and even if it's made out of cheres, which is disgusting, and you're never going to take the oil, it's still mechabe. Says Tosfos, how's that mechabe? How's that mechabe? But what did I do? So Tosfos says, the problem, though, what the issue is when you touch this contraption, it's very, very fragile. And when you try to take oil out, chances are you're going to cause the nair to flicker. And for a split second, you're mechabe. That's a problem. That's what Tosfos says. The Rush says, I don't know what's wrong with Rashi. Rashi's 100% right. If you do anything to make the fire go out faster, it's mechabe. What's the problem?
According to Tosfos, then what's the difference if it's cheres or not cheres?
It's a good question.
Why is Rashi asking cheres then?
The Mishnah said, even if it's cheres, it's still a problem. The Mishnah said that.
Right.
The Mishnah said that. Vafil hishal cheres. Right? No, the reason I would think is maybe I would think I would never even want the cheres. I would never want oil from cheres. It's already gross. It's disgusting. I don't want it. So even if I take it, it's not going to make it flicker. I'm still going to make it flicker. No, and it's a problem.
I think what it means is that the cheres is attached to the piece. It's not a separate unit.
Correct.
Like
it's not attached. The point is that it's not connected. It's in a different location. So it's
the
not.
Cheres is also.
It's not what?
Okay, got it.
It's not immediately in the same bowl. We're going to talk about the same bowl in a second. It's over there. So I'm not extinguishing anything. I just need some oil to put on my salad. I'll take some oil. You can't do that. Why? Rashi says mechabe. Why? So the Rush explains, because you're making it go out faster. It would have lasted till 10 p.m. Now it's going to go out at 9 p.m. Tosfos says, no, nothing to do with that. That's not mechabe. What it is because you're going to make it flicker. Two totally different ways of looking at it. Right? Now, where am I up to? Now, another halacha. Lo yamali adam kairos shel ner. Lo yamali adam kairos shel sharon. Same thing, you can't put a plate. V'yitnana b'tzad haner. Put it next to the candle. V'yitain rosh ha'psila mitocha b'shul tei sho'eves. Same thing, you can't do this with a plate, with an egg, with a cheres. Rabbi Huda Matir. Rabbi Huda says, yes, you can. Now, why do you have to give the same example three times? Tzvichi, Diashvian Shofera Shal Beitza, if you would have told me an egg, Bahakam Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, it's a problem, Kivin Deloma Isi, because it's not gross, maybe you'll take from the oil, and therefore, according to Rashi, it's Mechabe, according to Tosis, you're going to cause a flicker. Avo Shacheres, Dimi Isi, Eimamo Del Rabbi Huda, but Cheres, nobody goes near that, maybe they would agree with Rabbi Huda, it's okay. And if we only had the case of cheres, b'hakam Rabbi Yehuda, that's when Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter, avol b'hahi, but by an egg, eimamo d'lel rabbanon, maybe he would agree that it's a problem. And if we had these two cases, b'hanikam Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem d'lel mitzah, because it's not separated, avol b'ka'ira the mitzika, but on a plate where it's really separated, eimamo d'lel rabbanon. They would agree with the Rabbanan. He still argues in the Rabbanan. He still says it's mutter. V'yashmi'inan b'ahi b'ikam Rabbanan. Avabahani Tarti and Modala Ruda, Trichi, we need all the cases. Okay. Next, the Mchibra Hayotzi Mitchila Mutter. Where was that? Oh, I skipped that in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Aval Mchibra Hayotzi Mitchila Mutter from Neishu Kli Echad. Josh, that's exactly the point. If it's the one Kli, if it's in one Kli, you're allowed to light a candle in one Kli. There's no shyly you're going to go near that candle. That's mutter. So the Gemara just says, im chibra hayotzei mitchila mutter, tana, im chibra besin ubecharsis, if it's made with lime and like, you know, cement, mutter. Banan yotzer tanan, who said it has to be formed, ma yotzer ke'en yotzer. It means like formed. In other words, it's in one Kli, then it's not a problem. There's no chashash, you're going to take oil out of a candle. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Pamachas, one time, Shavtenu Ba'aliyas Beis Nissa B'Lud, we were in this house in Lud, they brought an egg, V'yamalenu Shemen, took oil, V'nagvuha, they put a hole in it, V'anachnuz Alpianer, and they put on top of the candle, V'yashashom Rabtafritz, they came below Malod Davar. They didn't say a boo. They didn't say a word. They saw this going on, they didn't say a word. Amru Lo, Misham Raya, Shani Beis Nitizza, there's a reason, Hain. The Gzera didn't apply to them. They're careful. They're careful. Now, everybody asks, what kind of thing is that? Whenever Chacham made a Gzera, the Gzera applies to everybody. There is a concept that some things don't apply to Kahanim because Kahanim are Zrizim. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have such a concept. You don't have that concept any other place. So what's going on here? So there's an Achron, a very good question. The Toldo Zev. He explains that really, when Gzeiros were first enacted, they were enacted just like they were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, not everybody was under the Gzeira. If you were a Zariz, you were exempt from the Gzeira. Now, that didn't last that long, because not everyone, who's a Zariz, who's on the list, who's not on the list, we don't know. And as time went on, then the Gzeira applied to everybody. The Gzeira applied to everybody. Since the Gzera applied to everybody, but at this time, the Gzera didn't apply to them. That's why they didn't say anything. Okay. Ovin Sipura, Godar Safsalab Aliyasa Deshisha. This person, he dragged the bench on a floor made out of marble. Merab Yitzchak Ben Elazar, in the attic of him. Amale, he said, Ishtukilach, if we're not going to say anything, Kiddishtiku Le Chavrei Rabbi Yehuda. Like your friends over there didn't say anything about Reb Tarfon with the candle. Nafik mine chorba. It's going to be a disaster. Why is it going to be a disaster? Because when you drag something across the floor, better yet, when you drag something in the yard, right, what's going to happen? You might make a faro, you might not. Rashi explains, they held like Reb Yehuda that said, you're not allowed to do this. Because a davar she'enu mischaven, even if you don't want to make a faro, you're still not allowed to do it. So then they made a gzera. You can't even do it in a floor onto the yard. So even though you have a wooden floor or a marble floor, you're not going to make a faro. It doesn't make a difference. The gzera is a gzera, and therefore you can't do it. Okay? So he said, if we don't say anything, it'll be a disaster. Gzera aliyasa deshisha. Atu aliyasa da alma. We made a gzera. There's a gzera you can't do any floor. Atu the yard. Okay? Reish kinishta de batra. Gara safsa le'ilu mer yirmi abraba. They did drag the bench. Amale keman. Kirb Shimon. Like Kirb Shimon said, you're allowed to. Because if Shimon holds a davashayna mischavin is mutter. So you're allowed to drag the bench. Eim adam Reb Shimon. Bigadolim. He only said it by large benches. We have no other way. The Kitanim, but a small bench, which you could pick up and carry with your hands. Miyamar, he never said you could drag it. Upligid Ula. Ula argues on that. Dharma, Ula, Machlokas, Pikatanim. The Machlokas is on small chairs. Avabigadolim, Divya Kol Mutter. Everybody would agree you're allowed to drag a large chair. Right? Fine. Masav Rabbi Yosef. Reb Shimon Omer, one time.
Why is that, Menachem? Why? If you're dragging a big chair, it's going to make a chritz.
What?
If you drag a big chair on a floor, it's going to make a furrow. It's going to make
we're talking about it might not make a furrow. It might not. Even though it's large, it might not. It might not.
Why? So then certainly a small chair you can drag. Why are you saying you can't drag a small chair? If you can drag a big chair, you can certainly
drag a small chair. No, because a small chair, you have another way out. A big chair, you have another way out.
I mean, I think this is only talking about a marble floor, right? Where the gazera didn't apply.
Correct. And but we're gonna have a tiyuf on this in a minute. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, where are we up to? Yeah, Masif Rabbi Yosef. From Shimon Omer, Gor Adam Mitav Kisei Visavsel, you're allowed to drag all these chairs. As long as you don't intend to make a charitz. Katani Gedolim, for Katani Katanim. Doesn't make a difference if it's big or small. Kashal Tafai, it's a kash on both of them. Each one hold a big, one hold a small. He didn't make a distinction. So Ulam Tarot Tamei, Rabbi Yirma Tarot Tamei. Mita dumya de kise. A mita is just like a kise, which means a small kli. Only that Rabbi Huda did nasser, but a big one he would allow. Kise dumya de mita. Only big ones and not small ones. Masav Marcus of Rabba. The rabbi asked the following question: Mokre ksus. Somebody was selling clothing. Mokrin kedarkon. Now you want to try on the clothing, right? What if the clothing has shatnez in it? How do you try it on? You can't try it on. So mochrin ksus, mochrin kedarkon. You can try it on the regular way. As long as you don't have in mind to have hanaf from the clothing. In the winter, in the summer, you don't have in mind. Tosfos explains, it must be, it's not a psik ratio somehow. Okay? The hatsinuin. But a tsenua, someone who's very, very careful about halacha, mafshilin b'makal acharein. He wouldn't try on the suit. He would put it on a mannequin. Let's see how it looks on the mannequin. He wouldn't try it on. Why not? Because of shatnez. V'ahacha, but over here, efshel l'mevin b'ktenuin. Everybody could hold it the tsenuin. Everybody could put it on a mannequin. D'chiketanim dummy, which is just like a small chair, which anybody could pick up and carry over their shoulders. And you don't have to drag it. Nevertheless, the chilom is chaving shari Reb Shimon lechatchila. Reb Shimon still said you're allowed to. Tiyofta de Rabbi Yochanan Rabba, tiyofta. He's wrong, right? He held that it's only mutter if there's no other way. It's not true. Even if there's another way, it's still mutter. As long as you don't for sure make a charitz. Okay, I'm leaving the Mishnah for tomorrow, for Sunday. We'll stop here and we'll pick up the Mishnah on Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos, a good day.
Thank you very much.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.